All right, on this Tuesday morning, you have probably seen our next guest's TED Talk because it is the second most viewed TED Talk ever. He's been on Conan a couple of times on TBS. He's been on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and he has a new book out now, which is about the scam emails that he replies to, The Art of Scamming a Scammer. It's called .con. James Veach is online with us right now. James, good morning. Pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having me. Hello, Detroit.
How did you decide to take these scam emails and turn them into really a cottage industry? I mean, you've done so much with them, and it's so funny.
I mean, I didn't really, to be honest. I think the scammer chooses you. You don't choose the scammer. I woke up one day, and I got an email from a friend of mine just saying, you know, I've been marooned on an island somewhere, you know, and I lost my wallet. Can you send some money? And I just thought, you know, my hand was hovering on the delete button because that's what we normally do, right? We just delete these emails. And I thought, well, what would happen if I hit reply? And, you know, I hit reply and I said, oh, Alex, but how on earth did this happen? You know, and I just had the greatest day of my life. And because of that, I just decided to keep going with it. And I didn't know it would become a, you know, a book or a show or, a TED Talk, etc. It was just fun for me.
Now, the scam artist had to have thought, you know, as soon as you replied, you thought, I got one. I've got one on the hook here. He thinks that I'm really his friend, and he's going to send me some money. At some point, though, these scam artists realize that you're scamming them.
Yeah, I mean, there's a sort of dance going on, isn't there? Because I'm pretending to be the person that I think, like, they're pretending to be the person they think I want them to be. So I'll get an email from a beautiful Russian girl sending me all sorts of intense pictures of her, and then I will, and she'll say stuff like, oh, I want to come over and have a bath with you, and I'm like, she says, I love you, and I'm like, I really wish this were the case. But then I'm also, because I want to keep her talking to me, so I'm pretending to be the person that I think she wants me to be. So I'll say, I've made a lot of money, but I haven't, you know, anyone to spend it on. It just sits in a Swiss account earning interest. How boring. So there's a kind of, you know, to and throw going on.
This is so funny, and the presentation that you do is great because you include visuals. You have slides of all of these emails, because it's one thing to tell the story. You could get up there and talk about this email exchange, but to actually show them as you're talking about it adds a little credibility, a little authenticity, and it just makes it that much funnier.
Yeah, well, I often do that. So, for instance, when they ask me to send, a valid form of ID. So I sent them my Blockbuster Video membership card, and I thought, it's you want to see that, don't you? I would include a picture of it in the book. The book, which by the way is out today, and really you need at least two copies of it. I mean, your listeners must be on their way to the books. Well, probably not, on the way to Amazon.com right now.
Yeah, order two. Why stick with one? One to keep at home, one to take with you, one to give to a friend, perhaps. It really is funny stuff. You ever had one of these that just went wrong, or it took a weird turn?
I had a scammer who said so. This guy who was actually in the TED Talk, he became kind of a big part of my life. Called a guy called Solomon Odonka, and after this had all happened, I emailed him and I said, look. Because I knew what it was like to be scammed, but I wanted to know what it was like to be a scammer. So I sent him an email saying, Solomon, I've known from the start that you've been a scammer, and you know that I know that you know. So do you want to do an interview about what it's like, to be a scammer? And he clearly didn't know because he replied, and he said, I cannot believe I've been wasting my precious airtime with a madman like you. What a waste is this? And then he said, go F yourself, right? And I don't know, I probably can't swear, but that's what he said. And then on the back of the book, on like the English version, I had all these great quotations. It was like The Guardian, brilliant. The Independent, fantastic. The New York Times, I laughed my ass off. And then it said, Solon Odonka, you are a total disgrace to manhood. Go F yourself. And I just thought, this is fantastic. He's actually quoted on the back of the book.
One of the things, James, that you say in the book, I think in the introduction, you say, you know, if you think that you're not getting scam emails, well, then you have a very good spam filter. And, you know, I haven't looked in my spam folder in months. It's been a long, long time. I went there. I felt like I was like in this dirty basement somewhere. There's a lot of junk there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there be dragons, let me tell you. When you open that, it's a Pandora's box. You go in there and there are all sorts of emails for, you know, penis enlargements and things. Actually, but to be fair, with me, those are actually legitimate emails and I need to respond to those because I made a medical inquiry. But these you know, inside there. If you want to have some fun, just go in there and find the first one. Don't use your own email address. Just you make a fake email address and then just reply from the new email address to the email you've got. You know, it's always going on. Like, there are always scams. And some of them are just fantastic. I was investing in gold. I was investing in diamonds. I was investing in hummus. I was just having a great time.
You have created what feels like a new art form in scamming scammers, and created a great lot of fun for all of us. And the new book, out today, buy two copies, .com, The Art of Scamming a Scammer. James, so nice to have you on. Best of luck to you.
Hey, thanks for having me.